Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
The help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Chelek Arachayim. We are up to Siman Reish Beis Dinei Peiros Ha'Iloin, the laws governing the blessings for the fruit that grow on trees, and we are starting Se'iv Dalit, says the Alter Rebbe. Avol, by contrast to everything that we learned above, Sh'or Kolo Iloin She'yotzi Pri, as soon as the fruit of all other trees are produced, afal pi shehu katan ma'od, even when that fruit is still very small, yet by all other trees, shame, pity, olav, it's still considered the fruit, and therefore, umevarich olav, boire pri ha'etz, the boire pri ha'etz is recited. However, ubelvad shelo yehimar, as long as this little fruit is not bitter, or sour, biyoser, extreme bitter, extreme sour. What does extreme mean? Which makes that fruit, as it is, completely inedible. Afilu alidei adchak, even, so to say, in a pressing situation, a person is very hungry. If you can't even eat that then you don't make a boire pri ha'etz. And actually, sha'oz ein mevarchin olav klal, no bracha is recited on this at all. And furthermore, vafilu im mitkoy alidei ha'or, and even if this bitter fruit will be sweetened by the means of roasting it, oy alidei dovar acher, or through any other means, yet ein mevarchin olav. Like we just said, you don't make the Boire Pri Ha'etz. You don't make a Boire Pri Adama. Elo, what will you make now that it became sweetened? Shahakol ni yabidvaroi. Why? Because shekiven she'enoi roi lachila klal boloi mituk. Since the fruit, as it came off the tree, was completely inedible without you sweetening it, therefore ein shein pri olav klal, it's bechlal not considered the fruit. Furthermore, ve'ein lachoshu mafila kpri adama, as we mentioned, which is why prior to sweetening it through any means that you will use, you bechlal won't make a brach, it's inedible. It's considered elaka eitz ba'almuhu, like a piece of wood. Now that you sweetened it, pseidip, so now you make a shahak on the dvari. Se'iv, hey, v'chein, similarly, shkeidim hamarim. The bitter almonds. We don't make a bracha on them when they are large and then bitter. Because as they are then, they are completely inedible. Afilo alidei adchak, even again when you are pressed to eat. But when these almonds that become very bitter when they're large, when they're still very small, then yes, mevarchem aleihem by the pri ha'etz. Why is that? Because when they are very small, ki iker achilasim hi aklipa ve'eino mara, the primary reason why you will eat them will be to eat their shell, which is very edible when they're small, and the shell is bechlal not bitter. And as we mentioned above, al das kein noiten oisan, this is why they were planted. It was, if something was planted for the shell, then the shell is the main fruit. Then you make a boire pri ha'etz. Aval hakadoilim iker achilosam masher befnim. When they get larger, the shell bechlal is just a shell. It's a hard shell. What remains, which theoretically would have been considered the fruit, is that which is inside. That which is inside is completely bitter. When something is completely bitter, then you don't make a bracha. And like we learned above, but if you now sweetened it, so actually, unlike what we learned in Se'iv Dalid, that if something is completely inedible, and now you sweetened it, now you'll make a shahakol, this is different. Here, you're going to make a boire pri ha'etz. Unlike what we learned above, because kihein pri gamur, because if something was planted in order for it to be sweetened through fire, that was the reason why you planted it. And when it was small, it was a fruit. When it was small, you would make a ha'etz. And now that it got bitter, when it got bigger, now the system is to sweeten it through some fire or other system. So they are considered as they are now sweetened, bona fide fruits. And v'noiten oisam al daskein, and they were planted for this intent. Ubemela, now that they are sweetened, yes, you will make a boire pri ha'etz.